If you would, turn in your Bibles to John chapter 12. John chapter 12. I guess you can tell that we have palms in the sanctuary. And where did we get this idea of Palm Sunday? Well, Palm Sunday actually comes from Scripture. And one of the places that you see it here is in John chapter 12. As we read in John chapter 12, verse 12, on the next day the great multitude had come to the feast when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, verse 13, and they took what? Took the branches of the palm trees and went out to meet him. So it is a celebration. What time was it? Well, we know as we go back to John chapter 12, verse 1, that Jesus was there 6 days before the Passover. We understand, according to the Gospel of John, that the Passover was going to fall on the Sabbath. Then, if you read on verse 12, then on the next day, which would put them now on Sunday, the next day, it would be a week from that day, a great multitude had come to the feast. So it is in that day that they celebrate, which was the first day of the week, called Sunday. We call it Sunday now, the Lord's Day, in which they would proclaim that the Messiah was coming. Now, what we see in the passage is that a great multitude was celebrating, and they were crying out, Hosanna, and blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. If you look with me in verse 13, they took the branches of the palm trees, they went out to meet him, they began to cry out, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna actually being a phrase which means, save us now, which is a good cry to call out before the king. And Jesus, finding a young donkey, sat on it, as it is written, found in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king comes sitting on a donkey's colt. A great passage that reminds us that he's going to come in great humility. What's interesting about this text is the fact that it's telling us that there's a great multitude. Of course, the other Gospels make reference to that too. But John, of all the Gospels, actually lets us know where all these people came from. And one of the reasons why they had gathered so intensely. If you look with me in the beginning of John chapter 12, verse 1, it reads this way. Jesus, therefore, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where what? Lazarus was. Well, if you had read John chapter 11, you know what happened to Lazarus. He had been resurrected from the dead. Now you're going to hear Lazarus' name repeated at least 5 times in this chapter. 5 times. We hardly knew Lazarus, but now he's almost the main focus. So they made him supper there, that is Jesus. Martha was serving, but Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him. Mary, therefore, took a pound of very costly, genuine spikenard of ointment, anointed the feet of Jesus, wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the ointment. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, was intending to betray him and said, why was this ointment not sold 300 denarii and given to the poor? But he said this, not because he was concerned about the poor, but because he was a thief. And as he had the money box, he used to pilfer what was put into it. Jesus therefore said, let her alone, in order that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For the poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me. Verse 9, and a great multitude therefore of the Jews, so we know we were at Lazarus' house, a great multitude therefore of the Jews learned that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might also see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. Verse 10, but the chief priests took counsel that they might put Lazarus to death also, because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and were believing in Jesus. And then you read a little bit further in verse 17, and so the multitude who were with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead were bearing witness of him. This multitude had gathered because they had heard about the resurrection of Lazarus. And they wanted to see this one who could possibly be king of the great work that he had done. they began to take the palm branches and put them before his donkey. Why palm branches? Well, what we understand is that one of the Jewish feasts, which by the way was not Passover, was the Feast of the Booths, was a time in which they would gather the palm branches together that they might celebrate this particular feast, the Feast of the Booths. The purpose of the Feast of the Booths was that you were celebrating the fact that God was going to abide in your midst. That it was a sign that the Jews were wanderers and sojourners on this earth, and they could only afford booths, but that they would have God abiding with them, that was all they needed. And so the Day of Tabernacles, or God tabernacling among them, was always celebrated with the palm branches or the booths. It is as if the people at this time, even though it is the Passover, are declaring, we want you to reign now. We want you to abide in our midst. We want you to stay. It's interesting that the very passage, Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, that talks about Christ coming on the donkey, as you just read a little bit further in Zechariah chapter 14, it ends with the celebration of the Feast of the Booths. Their desire was that this one reign. Why? Because he had defeated death. Great passage if you look with me in 2 Corinthians. Actually, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I like the way verse 20 puts it. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep. Now pick up with me in verse 25 of chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians. For he, that is Christ, must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet, verse 26, and the last enemy that will be abolished is death. Hosanna, save us now. Stay with us, for you have defeated death. It's a great way to remember Palm Sunday. Father, we give you thanks for your strength and your power. And even though you had the power to defeat every enemy, the greatest enemy, even death, you would come in meekness and humility to dwell among us. We can hardly wait to see you face to face. We give you thanks for your marvelous word that comforts us and strengthens us as we celebrate these days. In Jesus' name, amen.